Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're right back to the front lines of history in the making. And some of it was made over the weekend, bad history. Donald Trump held a rally in Iowa. Well, Iowa has traditionally been the first in the nation caucuses. That's going to, I think, change in the Democratic Party. Caucuses are undemocratic. People who can afford to hang around for an evening and go through a lot of machinations can go to them. But if somebody has young kids, needs child care, they probably can't get away. Other people work second shift or even third shift, they're not going to be able to get away. People work two jobs, aren't going to be able to get away. And it really skews it to essentially just a handful of activists. On the Republican side, they may keep that system to pander to the vanity of Iowans. And so Trump was there trying to tee up a 2024 run for the presidency again. And it was really, in many respects, the most degrading spectacle I've ever seen. And that's a strong, there's so much degradation that's come through the Republican Party, through Cruz and Hawley and the rest of them. But this was very, very sad to see. Chuck Grassley, the senior senator from Iowa, was there. And Kim Reynolds, the governor. Now, Kim Reynolds is sort of a Stepford Wife type of gal, you know, sort of like Kristi Noem of South Dakota, very attractive, with absolutely Village of the Damned eyes, blazing with message, blazing SAM missiles coming right down your throat. And okay, she's not going anywhere near it, neither is Kristi Noem of South Dakota. But Chuck Grassley has managed to feign candor and feign, ah, shucks, I'm just a common sense guy, for a long time. How long? Seven terms in the Senate. That's 42 years. He's coming up in next year. It'll be 42 years that he has been a hairball clogging the drain of the Senate. Worthless individual who has never done anything. He ashruxes himself around. Sort of like the guy, you ever see American Gothic, the guy with the pitchfork and the dour looking wife, Grant Wood, painting, terrific painting. By the way, when it was painted, believe it or not, it was entered into an art competition in Chicago and it didn't take first place, came in second, if you can believe that. I'd really like to see whoever came in first because no one's ever heard of him ever since. Reminds me when Michael Jordan was in the draft out of North Carolina. Do you know he was picked third? Two people were picked ahead of him. I mean, they weren't bad players, but I don't think they have anywhere near. How about Tom Brady? He was picked in what, the sixth round? He was picked like number 210. You know, these guys are paid. They're paid to pick people. They're paid to pick people. How about Harry Potter? He was turned down by every press that sent. So a weird thing about wizards in a boarding school. Nobody would take it. It's a $1 billion property. Finally, he was sent to Scholastica Press. And they were about to turn it down. And the guy's daughter picked it up and she read. She said, this is terrific. So she worked on her father and he ended up taking it and he ended up very successful guy. Let me put it that way. So Grant Wood, remember that guy with the pitchfork, dour looking wife. He actually, believe it or not, was a dentist and that wasn't his wife, but it looks like, you know, it looks like pure Iowa. So, ah, shucks, the hairball clogging the drain, Chuck Grassley meanders around the state and in bib overalls with a pitchfork going, ah, shucks, ah, shucks. And everybody thinks he's one of us. He isn't one of you. He doesn't work for a living. He's a lazy bastard who's been doing this for 42 years. And now he wants to do it for six more years. He wants to do it for a total of 8 terms, 48 years, which would put him well into his 90s, doing nothing. Well, here's what he did. He showed up at the Trump rally. And because he doesn't have all his marbles, I mean, this guy, quite frankly, it's time to put this guy out to pasture. Time to put this guy in the back 40 with a bucket of oats, bucket of water, maybe a few sugar cubes, and an apple, that kind of thing. And let him graze because he's no good. And but occasionally, because he doesn't have all his marbles, he tells the truth. And he gets up, and Trump's standing behind him, and he goes, well, when the guy, quote, I'm not kidding, this, when the guy who has 91% approval of Iowa Republicans, I would have to be stupid not to take his endorsement. I mean, this is a guy who right after January 6th, all of them said, Trump's a toast. He's a criminal. You know, guys like Kevin McCarthy said a prosecutor should look at this. Mitch McConnell said the same thing. Now, when he has high approval ratings, they all come sucking around. And Chuck Grassley, thinking he was being smooth, I think he thought he was being smooth, but all he showed is the elevator doesn't go to the top floor. The guy goes, well, this guy behind me has a 91% approval rating. How dumb do I look? I won't take his endorsement. That was an implied endorsement by Grassley of Trump. Now, the people in Iowa are pretty hard-headed. They are pretty hard-headed. They're not stupid. And at some point, you look at this old guy and you go, well, you know, he's not really for Trump. He's going, you know, I hate to go into my 90s and sitting around an old age home drinking tea, and I would like to walk down the halls of Congress and the Senate and have everybody kiss my patoot. And so, okay, I get it. So I think there's a real chance here to knock this guy off. This is not a guy, you don't want a senator, you walk into his office, he says, who are you? And you say, I'm your chief of staff, I worked for you for 40 years, okay? That is not what you want in a senator. But that's Grassley. Kim Reynolds, of course, is simply a Stepford wife. Now, what was very disturbing to me was that they interviewed some of the people who were attending it. And this one woman, and she did look like she just came out of American Gothic, out of the country cornflakes type of gal, the guy with the dour face with the dentist in that picture. She said, I quote, I see a civil war coming. I really do. Now, you know, people that showed up there, they know Trump is lying and he's no good. They know that Grassley should be put out to pasture. But what they see is an us and them mentality, dividing the country on racial lines. And that was what Trump did, dividing the country on racial lines. Then Trump gets up and he does an Ashley Babbitt routine. Ashley Babbitt was the woman who was shot during the insurrection. She was an insurrectionist. And a bunch of them, you've seen those videos where a guy is using the handle of a pole to break the glass to get into the chambers, the House floor. And the members of Congress were still crouched down, told to use their gas masks because as a last resort, the Secret Service and the Capitol Police were going to just gas the place with gas, not fatal gas, but it would have choked them and nobody could have done anything. But some of those people had weapons. And if they came in and they were saying, hang Mike Pence and where's Nancy? If they had caught a congressman, they would have ripped him limb from limb. That's what happened in the Middle Ages when they lathered people up. They'd each grab an arm and a leg and literally tear them apart. So the officers did what they were supposed to do. One of them had a weapon pointed at them. They kept breaking it, and he fired. That momentarily stopped them, and it enabled all the members of Congress to get out. It saved lives. But the bullet hit Ashley Babbitt, and she died. She died. Now, Trump and the right wing are all going, who is the officer who did it? Let's hound him to death. Let's make him afraid to go to work. Let's make him afraid to do any of this and it ever again. And they've put out his name on social media And this is a guy who then gave an interview to protect himself, to tell the truth. Now, these were cops who were being attacked. These were members of Congress who were being attacked and threatened with murder. And what happened was that the officers used as little force as necessary, but they saved members of Congress. And he's doing an Ashley Babbitt thing. We want justice for her. We want the guy prosecuted. This is the police officer he's talking about. We want the police officer prosecuted for what? He should get a medal. He should get a medal. So this is what went on. This the Republican Party has essentially become a fascist party, like Mussolini's party, pre-Hitler even, Mussolini's party. And their street thugs are the Proud Boys and the others, because Mussolini and Hitler both used street thugs to beat people up. And you have this guy, Andrew Kloster, that Gableman hired, who's saying we need our Proud Boys and DAs to let them off. Okay, we're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
For a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider.